Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I want to be.
I want to be at the meeting. Around the throne. Hallelujah. Thank you for that.
Amen.
That song. All the saints come on.
Oh.
Thank you, Lord. Come to you this afternoon, giving all praise and honor to Almighty God, who's certainly the head of my life, being mine. Recognizing my pulpit associates, Reverend McMillan in her absence, Minister Riley, my beautiful wife, and my lovely church family. It's an honor, a privilege, and it's always an awesome, awesome, awesome responsibility to stand before you and profess the word of God. Let us go to God in prayer. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord, for your servant listens. Speak, Lord, for we need a word from you. Speak, Lord, for there's nothing that can be said until you come. Come, Heavenly Father. Come, Heavenly Dove, and light on this place, Lord. Just take complete control of me, Lord, and do with me what you wish. But
yes,
speak a word, Lord. For someone has open ears, Lord, and they need to hear a word from you. Someone has a hurting heart, and they need to hear a word from you. Someone is crying and they need to hear a word from you.
Yes.
Someone is waiting and they need to hear a word from you. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. We call on you because we know that we can count on you. We call on you because we love you. Speak, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let me all discombobulate. Not that I was struggling already, and I got 12 different other directions going on in my head. God will bring it into focus. If you would, turn with me where the scripture was read from this morning, Matthew 21. First 10 or 11 verses. The first 11 verses were read to you. I want to just backtrack on a part of that. I won't reread the whole thing, but a portion of that. If we just go back around verse 8. Verse 8 reads thusly. It says, and a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and strawed them in the way. And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, who is this? Who is this? I just want to use as a guideline this morning a couple of questions. We'll combine them and you can write that down as a topic. But what time is it and who is this? What time is it and who is this? You know, we've been preaching and teaching the last month or so, talking about the season of reflection, because we're approaching Easter, and this season that we're in, the season they call Lent, a season of reflection. That's what Sister Yarborough was talking about. It's reflection. You think during this season, and if you're a Christian, you really think. Miss Williams was in Sunday school this morning, and she was talking about the Sunday school lesson, how it had moved, and I think Minister Riley made a comment that if you don't not move in some kind of way during this time of season, then something's wrong with your Christianity. Something ain't quite right, because you ought to be moved during this season, because you understand that Jesus died. Not because he had to. He could have just stayed there. He could have got up off the cross if he wanted to. He could have left. He didn't have to die. But he said, if I don't, then you and I'd be lost. He says, so I'm going to hang here. A season of reflection. So we are coming near the end of one season and fast approaching the beginning of another. Toning down, going toward the end when they hung him on that cross and they buried him deep and stuck him in Joseph's tomb, as one of my scholars said in Bible study. But we're approaching the season when he got up with all power in his hand. Who is this? Hallelujah. I don't know where this is going, but it feels good to me already. All right. Getting right fidgety up here. Hallelujah. Palm Sunday. Approaching Easter, a day of expectation, and we've been teaching in anticipation. So I ask you, who are you expecting? Whose coming are you anticipating? And what is your expectations of him? What do you expect from him? Are you expecting something from Jesus? You see, when you look at this, his coming, anticipate his coming. When I was studying, I had paused that I had to look up cause and effect, and because it had to do with Jesus. You see, cause is the producer of an effect. So that would put Jesus as the cause of what you will get during this season. All right. Y'all work with me here, because because you see, the answer to both of the questions that we asked this morning, what time is it and who is this? the answers depends on how you interpret what you see, and when you reflect upon the scripture. You go back, let me see if I can make it plain. When Sister Yarborough came up and she was talking about a rain, and your April shower might be somebody else's storm, it's just all in the way you see it, the way that you perceive it. It's, so the scripture that we're dealing with this morning, some people get one thing out of it, and others get something else out of it, depending on how you perceive this scripture and where you are and what time is it. I broke it down. I said, what time zone are you living in? And I created two time zones. One was MST. That's man's standard time. Man's standard time.
All right.
And then just two time zones. The other one was GST. That's God's standard time.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Come on, man. So depending on what time zone you're in, it'll tell you, it'll dictate when the sun rises.
That's right.
That's spelled S-O-N.
Yeah, go ahead now.
All
right.
If you in MST, in man's standard time, you might miss the sun rising. You might still be in the dark.
Come on, man.
Hallelujah. Who is this? And what time is it? If you look over in Luke 19:37, it says that when he was come nigh, even nigh at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works they had seen. You see, the disciples didn't really understand what time it was or who Jesus was. They just saw that he could do stuff. You see, they were in the wrong time zone. They were in MST. Man's standard time. And then if you look at that 11th verse of today's scripture, 21:11, it says, and the multitude said, this is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. You see, the multitude didn't really understand what time it was or who Jesus was. Who is this? They just saw that he knew stuff.
Right.
You see, ones were looking and saying he can do stuff. You seen all the miracles he's done? He raised somebody from the dead. He said to Lazarus, Lazarus, come forth. Have you heard about all the stuff he could do? What kind of man is this? He calmed the raging sea, they tell me, with his disciples. He calmed the raging sea. He spoke to the winds and the winds obeyed. He can do stuff. Hosanna! But they still didn't understand what time it was or who this was. They just knew that he could do stuff. He knew stuff. He could tell you what was going to happen before it did. He knew stuff. And according to John's gospel, those closest to him, his brothers, they really didn't understand either what time it was or who Jesus was. They tell me that they were getting ready to go to the time of the festival, at the festival of Tabernacles, and his brothers gathered around and they said to Jesus, come on, let's go. The people are gathering, it's time to go. And they said, and with all you do and all the things you're capable of doing, don't you want to go and show the people what you can do? And if you can do stuff, nobody hides it when they can do stuff. But Jesus said, it's not time for me to go. Say, you're operating on MST and I operate on GST. It's not time for me to go or do anything just yet. I got a different time clock that I operate on. Jesus said unto his brothers that my time is not yet come, but your time is always ready. You see, Jesus' brothers were living by man's time. Their time was always opportune. You know how we do. You say, I pretty much do and go as I please. Is that right? Am I just speaking to me? I know I've said that more than well, maybe y'all fancy it up. I've said it this way too, but I'm on nobody's time clock. So that's how y'all say it. I'm on MST. Nobody's time clock. But see, when we Christians, we're supposed to be on GST. I'm just putting that out there. Because sometimes we get confused which time clock we supposed to be operating on. You see, when those are living in man's time, in MST, they're more concerned with me than they are with the Father. They're not living under the Lordship of Christ. They're living under their own guidance. Those that are living in MST, man's time, they go along with the world and what everybody else is doing and what everybody else is saying. They go the same way that things do, whatever people say. And what's most convenient is where you go when you're living on MST. See, MST don't cause you much confliction or trouble. All that MST does, it kind of flows, because all you got to do is do what everybody else do and say what everybody else say, and everything just kind of flows.
All right.
You see, sometimes when you're operating on GST, that God will tell you right in the midst of you, that's not how you're supposed to be acting.
All right.
That's when many of us take off that watch. I'm going to take off this watch that's set to GST, and I'm going to put this watch on that's set for MST. I'll put the other one back on after a while.
After a while.
Mm. You see those living by man's time, they operate with worldly wisdom, not by God's wisdom. They operate by the world's wisdom. Here's what you ought to be doing, and here's how you ought to do it, and here's what everybody else does in that situation. Worldly wisdom. That's why Jesus' brothers told him, you got some stuff with you, man. You can do some things. You can raise people from the dead. You can heal people. You can do some stuff, man. You ought to show somebody. You ought to go in the midst of the crowd and show somebody what you can do.
Come on now.
This feast time, is going to be a whole lot of people there. All you got to do is go down there and turn some water into some wine.
Well.
But Jesus said, I don't operate on MST. I'm operating on GST, and my hour has not yet come.
All right. Yes. Thank you.
You see, but Jesus, he operated on GST.
That's right.
He submitted fully to God's plan for his life. If you look throughout John's gospel, you'll see a theme of Jesus talking about his hour. John 2:4 says, Jesus said unto her, woman, he talked to his mama, woman, what have I to do with thee? My hour is not come
yet. Come on now.
And 7:30 said, then they sought to take him, but no man could lay hands on him because his hour was not come yet. He was operating on GST.
Come on now.
And not on MST. John 12:23-27 says, Jesus answered them saying, the hour is come. We can do the scripture now. That the Son of Man should be glorified. He said, now my soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this cause came I unto this hour. I'm operating on GST, and though it may not be the easiest thing for me to do, the situation and the circumstances that God might put me in, it might not be easy, but if I'm operating on GST, I will have the strength to do what he tells me to do.
That's right.
Let my will be lost in thine, and not my will, but thy will be done.
That's right.
When you're living in GST, you are directly accountable to God. How you spend your time. I'm reminded of my own past. I was in service, a young Marine, and me and my brother and friend of ours had planned for a big night. We were only leaving, we were going to have a big night, and I just couldn't wait for that night to come. And I was down at the park, and I was just walking around the park and just kind of looking at the flowers and the trees, and I didn't know what to do with myself because I was waiting for the night to come, and somebody came up to me and they said, man, what you doing? And I told them that I was just killing time.
That's right. Yeah.
And apparently he had never heard the saying, so much so that when he said, he just kept saying, killing time. He said, that's all right, killing time, killing time. And he said it so many times that it's stuck in my head and still there. It's been there from that point, that killing time. Mm. So every time I'm not doing something now, every time I'm operating on MST instead of GST, I realize that I'm just killing time.
All right.
As if I got a right to kill time. Time does not belong to me. Killing time. But when you're living by God's time, you live with the purpose of glorifying God and accomplishing what it is that He's given you to do. When you're living by God's time, you ask God to develop in you a mindset that's set on eternity. Everything I do has a consequence. As if my life depended on it, because it does. When you're living on God's time, you use reasonable prudence, but you let go of your personal safety. You don't put it above God's will. If God tells you to do something, and it seems like it might get you in a fix, but if you're getting the word from God, you should never put anything above what God tells you to do.
That's right.
Not my will, but thy will be done. If you're living by God's time, when the world tells you to do something that you know is not approved by God, don't do it.
That's right.
So someone might ask the question, so why should I live for God? Maybe because He died for you. GST or MST? Let me tell you how GST works. Romans 5:6 says, for when we were yet without strength, in due time.
Come on there.
Due time. You look at your watch. You won't see due time on your watch.
Due time. Come on there.
See, you have to be in GST to see due time on your watch. But in due time, Christ died for the ungodly.
That's right.
What time is it? And who is this? When he was coming to Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, who is this? You see, here this scripture, we start to see the beginning of the rollout of God's remarkable eternal plan of redemption. You're about to see that God obtaining for man something that man could not obtain for himself. He said, it's due time, my hour has come. It's time to move now. And when they drew near Jerusalem, you see, Jesus was aware of everything that was going on. He knew he was going to get arrested. He knew they were going to condemn him. They were going to mock him. They were going to scourge him and then deliver him to the Romans to be crucified. Yet, he kept right on going.
Yes, he did.
to Jerusalem, because he was not operating on MST, but he was operating on GST, and his hour had come.
Due time.
Straight up on your clock. So he had the courage not only to enter Jerusalem, but he did it in a very public way. He wanted people to see him coming. He came in on a donkey, not a stallion, and not flashy, but he came in humble on a donkey. And hallelujah. He had sent his disciples out. He had told them to go and find that donkey. Mm-hmm. And how many of y'all know that he didn't need a donkey? Mm-hmm. He had already walked a long ways. He's only 2 miles out. I think my reading told me he's only 2 miles out when he got the donkey. But he told them to go and get the donkey because he needed them to see what was going on. He said, tell them that I have need of them. He did it like a movie prop. He said, I need to set this up. I need for everybody to know. I want y'all to catch this. He said, I need for everybody to know, because people are asking, who is this? He said, I want them to know. He said, because it's been prophesied. He said, if you look back in your Bibles, which they had, that was only the Old Testament they had. He said, if you look back in Zechariah around that ninth chapter, he said, you'll see where it's prophesied that I will come and I will be on the back of a donkey. And hallelujah. He said, I want to make sure that the visuals are right so that the people will know that what they are seeing and who I am, so that they'll know that when I come in and the way I come in, and they look back in their Bible, they say, it must be
God Almighty.
And he set it up. And if you look at your time, and if you look back in Daniel around the ninth chapter, back in Daniel, it talks about a time frame. And that time frame gets to be tricky sometimes when people read it. I think it's around the 24th verse, around in there. But it talks about the 70 weeks and it gets enough tangled up in there. But when you break it all the way out, and I went and researched it, they said it came almost to the exact date. The date that he came in on the donkey. When you check back in your Bible, you'll see that it's at the right time frame and it's got the right visual. It must be. Who is this? But see, if you're living in the wrong time zone, you'd miss the whole thing.
That's right. Yeah.
You got to be in GST to get the significance. You got to be in GST to find out who this is. And what does this mean that he's coming? Who is this? This is the King. Hallelujah. Who is this? And what time is it? Depends on what you are looking for. You see, those who were waving the palm branches, Hosanna, too many of them were reflecting back on previous victories. That's how you celebrated victories. They thought they had won a political war, and they didn't get the visual. See, they didn't get the king riding in on a big white horse and showing proudly with the flag flying, but it was a humble man coming in. They missed the optics because they were in the MST and not in GST. If they had been in GST, they would have saw what God intended for them to see. And when we come around to this, don't you miss it.
All right.
Don't be operating on MST, because if you do, you'll miss him. Hallelujah. So if you are living in GST, then you know what time it is. You know it's time for you to have, and if you don't have your house in order, it's time for you to get your house in order.
Come on.
It's time for you to stop killing time. Let me say that again, because I didn't hear it. It's time for you to stop killing time.
Oh, man.
It's time to be about your Father's business. Because if you're not about your Father's business, if you're not in the right time zone, when the end comes, you're going to still be in the dark. You're going to miss the sun. Because you're going to be in the wrong time zone. If you're living by GST, you'll know what time it is. If you're living by GST, you'll know who this is. Jesus, the Lord of glory. Jesus, God's only Son. Jesus, he who has all power in his hand. Jesus, he who can do anything but fail. Jesus, he who can ascend the mountains of the Lord. Jesus, the King of glory. Jesus, the strong and mighty. Jesus, the Lord mighty in battle. Jesus, the one that can carry you through any situation or circumstance.
That's right.
He can't come if you don't recognize him. You need to know who he is when he comes. Yes. Otherwise, you're missing. But if you're in the right time zone, you know when he comes. What time is it? And who is this? It's time for us to get it right, because the Son of God is near. Yes. Let us pray. Gracious and eternal God, he who knows all and sees all, he who has all power in his hands, he who is able to carry us through the storms, he who knows the end from the beginning, he who is able to stop our crying, he who is able to heal us in our time of need, he who is the Son of God. Lord, we call on you. We count on you during this season, Lord. We ask for you to open our eyes all the wider, Lord, that we can expect you to come. Expect who to come? Jesus, the King of glory. Oh Lord, we thank you. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray.